proclamation number 4355 dated the June 27th, 1948.
Supplément N d'explanation regarding No. 4348.
Explain the process to yourselves like this. The faster the Earth moves, the shorter the period of time it takes for one rotation, and the stronger becomes the atmospheric pressure that is caused by its movement. Normally this atmospheric pressure should be felt on the Earth's surface, but this is not the case. Hence this is already a scientifically unexplainable deviation from the natural laws. Therefore it follows that the natural laws applicable to Earth lose severity outside of it. Nevertheless, this fast rotation affects the Earth's surface insofar as a crust is being formed, which is a suitable growth medium for vegetation. Therefore a continuous habitation of the Earth's surface is only possible due to its perpetual rotation, due to the generation of a force which affects the ground, that is, which does not spread outward and dissipates but works from the outside towards the interior of the Earth. This force is life-giving but cannot be explained by human intellect, precisely because it arises and is effective beyond the law. Were the Earth to stop its velocity, all life on it would solidify. On the other hand, however, an increased velocity would encourage abnormal growth but also penetrate and affect the interior of the Earth and bring about eruptions which would endanger the Earth's core and jeopardize its continuation. Such increased velocity is currently happening and its effects will also soon become apparent. If the final result is to be avoided, the excessive energy has to find a sphere of activity. It has to have an explosive effect in places, which consequently takes the form of a natural disaster. This will slightly reduce the speed of the rotations. The newly generated energy will find new soil which it can animate with plants and animals, and the continued existence of Earth will be guaranteed for a brief period of time again, until human determination once again triggers forces which have not been completely ascertained as yet and which have an all-destructive effect, because they can effectively be described as adverse forces, i.e., the work from within towards the outside, and the opposing actions of both forces signifies total destruction, which can certainly be explained to but not understood by people. Spiritually advanced scientists will easily be able to understand this process, for they no longer look at the activity of natural forces beyond the law with so much disbelief, because they know that the sphere beyond Earth is an area which cannot be fathomed with earthly reasoning power, because they are subject to other natural laws than those applicable to Earth. Every celestial body is a world unto itself, and in every celestial body the will of God's love has expressed itself differently, because his countless thoughts are implemented by his might and strength, and every thought testifies to most profound wisdom. According to human opinion, such manifold diversity of God's creations cannot exist, since the power of imagination is limited, but God's thinking is not limited and no obstacles exist for his creativity. The fact that the human being, the inhabitant of one of God's countless creations, would be able to completely ascertain God's reign and activity is entirely out of the question, for he instantly rejects what appears to be impossible but what is always possible for God. Thus, the timing of the movements of Earth, its path and its composition can certainly be calculated and explored, yet only ever as far as the Earth's applicable natural laws which are known to people form the basis of it. Anything over and above this is beyond his knowledge and intellect. But an over and above does exist, or earthly science would be able to accurately determine when and in which form, as well as for what reason, the final destruction of Earth will happen. it is incapable of establishing this. However, it is not proof that the destruction of Earth will not take place. Here faith is placed in opposition to science. Anyone who values science more negates what faith affirms. God proclaims the end of this earthly period. He proclaims a total change of the Earth's surface along with the disappearance of all life on, in and above the Earth. This process is completely unknown to science, hence it is an indication that a supernatural activity caused by God will happen. Although not beyond natural law from his point of view, yet for people who do not know all natural laws, or forces to the point that they can indicate and calculate such an event, but that investigations also have to be conducted on the basis of faith if they are to produce truthful results. Only then will the researcher also receive access to the area which otherwise remains closed to people, then he will be assisted and enlightened by spiritual co-workers, then he will also be able to have an insight into God's plan of salvation, and much will be comprehensible and acceptable to him which his intellect would otherwise have discarded. Amen.